You know it's waiting for you when you arrive at your job today. It's going to be everywhere.
I didn't bring any because I knew it'll be sitting around.
Hey, we'll have those Lewis Black tickets here in just a second. Good morning to those of you just joining us. 8 minutes after 7 on this Monday, November 2nd. It's Lunch and Taco. Glad you're here. Hope you had a great weekend. Halloween on a Saturday night. What more could you ask for?
This is the best ever. Did you have a ton of kids in your neighborhood?
It was very active in the neighborhood. It was almost as if someone wrote a memo, at least where I live. As soon as 7 o'clock hits, unleash! Unleash them!
Yeah, they were out of control. But I loved it. You know what? I had a different takeaway this year on Halloween. All the kids that get driven in by their parents to different neighborhoods, you know, considered, the better candy neighborhoods, I'm all for that now. I really don't care. I watched like 10 cars in a row pull in a single line. And I thought to myself, well, the kids live in neighborhoods where they can't get better stuff. So bring it on. Come on in. And they were all well behaved. So it was really cool.
Why don't you give your address out here so parents can make a note of that and come over and enjoy the fruits of your neighborhood next year.
You got it. I'll live right over in Sam Sula. Stop on by and things are good. No, but it was good to see. You know, I heard some neighbor kind of complain about going, all these kids, get their parents to drive them in. I said, they're kids. They want candy, dude.
You should have been a dick. You know what I would have done? I would have egged him on from there to get him to go down the you know what avenue.
Yeah.
How do you know they're not from this neighborhood?
Yeah,
what makes you think
can you
that?
See through the costume? What are you getting at, buddy?
Is it what the kids look like? The cars that their parents? How do you know?
So good Halloween overall.
Surprisingly little Halloween candy left at the Lynch Lair. Word did get out that we were a full candy bar house. We were sitting, my daughter and her friend were handing out the candy bar to the trick-or-treaters.
Now, these are the king-size bars, right?
Full-on, yeah. We had scores of those. We've been doing that for years. It's just, we just do it. Yeah. And so my wife and I were hanging next door with the neighbors out in their driveway enjoying a few cold beverages, if you will, as a trick-or-treating was going on. And one of the people there at the gathering goes, You're the king size candy bar house, aren't you? I go, oh yeah, word spread. I go, what do you mean word spread? That app that we talked about? Yeah, oh yeah, we were on the app.
You're on the app?
We were on the app, the Treatster app.
Either that or they just did the math and said, wait, a chunky guy lives there. I bet he's got some big ass candy bars he's giving away. You found your house on the Treatster app?
No, she told me it was on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, wow.
I went out yesterday and grabbed a half price. Ornaments for next year.
Ornaments?
Like Halloween stuff.
Halloween decorations.
Yeah, like Scarecrow. Dude, 50% off. I went to like the Halloween, dress-up store. They just had junk left over.
Did that look like a disaster area the day after Halloween?
They still had some stuff in there, but not my style. So then all of a sudden I go, Big Lots or Walmart. I didn't want to go to Walmart on a Sunday. That's, tough. But I went to Big Lots. I ended up getting like $100, $110 worth of stuff for like $25. Beautiful. $50, something like that.
I was going to say, buying this year's costumes, giving them to your kids. Now, Dad, these are like last year's costumes. Shut up and put them on. I got them for 75% off.
It's a deal, little girl. Deal with it.
Candy tastes the same. Just do it. Let's give away a final treat, shall we, from the Halloween weekend. Well, not a final one. We're going to be having these all week, I think.
Yeah, and this is a really good ticket. Lewis Black coming to the King Center in Melbourne. Now, coming in April, tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday. We have them all week. Beat the box office, 407-916-1011. You want a ticket info? KingCenter.com.
Funny guy, Lewis. So if you want to check him out, we'll have those tickets all this week. We'll clear off the lines, grab a winner here. Now, it is Overreaction Football Monday. And one play in particular stood out from all the rest. And you know the one I'm talking about. If you don't, you will within the next few minutes. The Bulldog Mike Bianchi from the Orlando Sentinel on FM 96.9 The Game will be here at 7:35. Keep it on.
Six Sense with Nick.
Participation may vary.
More from Lynch and Taco coming up after we rock for a while.
You two are so cool and funny.
This is 101.1 WJRR.